views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women this lovely Friday. I hope everyone is having a great summer. Well, today we're going to talk about extraordinary experiences with Kaidi Keating. She was born in England, and Kaidi experienced a sudden spiritual awakening at the age of 30 when an orb of glowing white light appeared and instructed her to put together a book of light to assist and support others on their journeys to enlightenment. So the result was her first book, The Light, A Book of Wisdom, How to Lead an Enlightened Life Filled with Joy, Love, Joy, Truth, and Beauty. And she has a career as a writer, editor, and a teacher. And now her second book is out on the Light series. It's called Experiences from the Light, Ordinary People's Extraordinary Experiences of Transformation, Miracles, and Spiritual Awakening. And the book shares more than 50 fascinating stories of extraordinary true life adventures of light, including spiritual awakenings, near-death experiences, unexplainable synchronicities, and stories of love and heart. So we're going to be discussing this today with Kaidi. She's affectionately known as the Word Queen, has a company, The Light Network, and she publishes books and products that help to heal the world. So let's welcome Kaidi to the show.
Hi, Chris. Thank you for having me on here today.
Yes. Well, love having you on. And so tell us a little about your story. So, you know, when I shared how you had this a white light as an orb appeared, and so tell us a little bit about that and how you came to this journey of writing the your book, The Light.
Okay, so it all started when I was actually living in Spain, and I was going through a period of depression, and I'd never really had depression before, so it came as a bit of a shock to me in the way I was feeling, and I just didn't want to go out of the house, and, you know, I was being very antisociable and crying a lot and all of those kind of things. And the thing that really kind of triggered the depression was the fact that I wanted to know what my life purpose was. Like, I was trying all these different things, all these different businesses, and I just wasn't happy doing any of them. And I also figured it wasn't about the money I was earning. You know, some of them brought in good money, others didn't. But it wasn't like the key component. It was really like, this isn't fulfilling my heart, and there must be something greater that I'm here for on this planet. So that was really what the depression was all about, because I was desperate to know what that was. And I was just like looking everywhere I possibly could to find it, but not really in the right place at that time. So it got to the stage where I was feeling very, very low one day, you know, realized I couldn't actually feel any worse, and hit rock bottom, really. And I was on my sofa. I remember the moment. I was lying on my sofa. I'd been crying a lot. And I just, in this one moment, something kind of shifted in me, and I was able to surrender to God in that moment. And I'd not really known God before this, you know, not to this degree. And I asked God for a sign. You know, please, God, will you give me a sign about what I'm here for? But I would say that it was this, it wasn't just like, oh, I'm going to ask God for a sign. You know, it wasn't that kind of mental approach, which some of us might adopt sometimes when we want something. It was more of a very deep inner presence, like an inner knowing that this was the time to ask. And it was very, very present. And that asking is what then led to this whole series of events, which took me on a path of amazing synchronicity. I actually ended up seeing a healer who, you know, that then opened like a portal within me, which then triggered all these spiritual experiences I started having, and then led to the Orb of Light telling me what my purpose was with the book.
Mm-hmm. And then with this Orb of Light, there's also stories about white butterflies coming to you.
Yeah, well, the white butterflies was a little bit later on. So after I'd been given this message to put the light book together, you know, that was probably about a year down the line as I was, all these amazing things started happening and all the right people were coming into the book. Because I actually self-published the book initially, and it was, there was a problem in my mind with the book cover. You know, I needed to get the book cover designed, but I didn't know really what it should look like. And I like to be able to see things myself, you know, clearly before I start engaging designers and things to work with me. And I just couldn't really work it out. Like, you know, again, I was trying to come from this mental place of like, oh, what should be on the cover? And I was thinking about light and, you know, these things. But it wasn't until I had this, again, I went to bed one night, I kind of asked before I went to sleep, you know, please could you give me a sign about what should be on the book cover? And that's when I woke up that morning, and I had this like huge swarm of white butterflies flying around in my awareness. And that's when I realized, oh, okay, they want me to put white butterflies on the front. But in the end, there was just one on the front of the cover. But since then as well, every time I just saw white butterflies everywhere I went. You know, I mean, some people could say, and I guess it's true, that the reticular activating system had been activated with white butterflies, and so I started seeing them everywhere. But for me, it's much deeper than that. It's like a sign. When I see a white butterfly now, it's a sign that I'm on purpose. And, you know, actually, that I continue to see them now. Like, we've just moved, I was telling you just before the show, that we've just moved to Ojai, California. And, you know, it's been a while since we've been settled anywhere. And I've been seeing white butterflies everywhere. Like, they just come all the time. And, you know, I mean, part of it is, yes, it's the season for white butterflies. But I just kind of know that they're coming to show me that, yeah, this is the place for you to be right now. It's very calming to know that they're there when you see them. And it gives you a sense of great peace.
Mm-hmm. Well, what other synchronicities have you had in creating this book?
Oh, there's been so many. I have written them all down somewhere for another book at some point. But, I mean, mainly just the way that it all came together with the people who are in it. You know, that was just quite miraculous how it all kind of linked up. I'd say that was one of the biggest things. There's so many little stories to do with that. And I actually met my husband through putting this book together as well. So that was something else which occurred. He was one of the contributors of the book. I then went on his wilderness trip that he does every year and met him, you know, physically there for the first time. And from then on, we've been, you know, together and got married about a year and a half ago. So that was, I guess you could say, another synchronicity with it all. It was like more than just what's your life purpose in the end. It was a much bigger project than that. And it continues. It keeps unfolding. I kind of feel like it's my, I wouldn't say my life purpose like forever, because I know that life purposes can change and evolve as we grow and develop. But I do know that it's, for the foreseeable future, is a big part of my life to share these teachings with the world.
Mm-hmm. So what do you hope the readers will get from it? So your second book too is all sorts of stories of other people's experiences. And so,
yeah, Well, the first book's not so much other people's experiences. It's great, you know, spiritual luminaries, great spiritual teachers who have literally kind of put their truth into a chapter, you know, whatever their main truth is. So, for example, you know, Don Miguel Ruiz, love is a massive part of his life. So his chapter's all about love. It doesn't necessarily contain his direct experiences. It's more teaching people about the loving and how that can light up your life and cause your own light to shine brighter when you engage in loving. But so that one's a bit different in that sense. And the new one, Experiences from the Light, that is, yeah, ordinary people's extraordinary experiences. A bit like my story with the Orb of Light, you know, there's other people's experiences a bit like that in there. Stories of seeing spirit and just quite, you know, some very subtle ones as well, healing and just everything you could think of, really, when it comes to spirituality and, you know, the kind of things that people hope that they will see or desire to see and experience, but they don't always have that happen.
Mm-hmm. So what do you attribute to your own transformation? The book's about people's transformations and...
Yeah, well, I mean, usually what happens, I've realized by interviewing quite a lot of people now, is that they go through their own dark night of the soul. So it's almost like you can't really go into the light until you've gone plunged into the darkness first. I mean, I'm not sure that's true of every single case, but the biggest sort of sudden transformations, that's certainly a key component of everyone who I've interviewed, is that first they have been through this spell of what they would perceive as negativity or heartbreak or, you know, just very dark times in some way. And it's almost by living through that, something then opens in our heart inside, which then enables the light, you know, to come in or the light to shine forth from within us, where it's always been all along. So that's, for me, you know, a big part of it. So the depression obviously was a big part of it in the end. And I'm actually thankful that I went through that spell. But also because that's what then led me to the healing that I had, which was incredibly transformational. It was like, if you can imagine going to a healing session for the first time and your body convulsing for 2 hours, that's literally what happened to me.
And we're going to take a break and be right back with more Voices of Women right after this.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer.
call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stamos, and I'm talking with Katie Kading, author of Experiences from the Light. So we were just talking about people having extraordinary experiences and the transformation. You were talking about, Katie, people going, dark night of the soul, kind of going through depression, and before they have these kind of a mystical or a spiritual awakening.
Yeah, that's right. And I was just talking about the healing that I'd had, which, my body convulsed for 2 hours, and that sort of kind of shook all this old stagnant energy out of my system, which then allowed the new, fresh, higher energy to kind of pour through me and experience some of these amazing things that started to happen. That's what I hear a lot from people who I have interviewed.
Mm-hmm. And so talk about some of these. What about any other spiritual experiences that you had? So you had this awakening, kind of, you say you shook for a couple hours and you're in the depths of despair, I imagine. And what about after that, any other spiritual experiences that you want to share with our audience?
Some of them were quite subtle experiences. Like, I would hear my name being whispered in my ear very loudly, to get my attention. And I didn't know what it was when I first heard it. And when I kind of looked into it a little bit and asked a few friends who are very, like, spiritual mentors and teachers, they told me that usually that is when an angel or guide is trying to get your attention, trying to sort of jog you into your awakening process almost. And so another thing that happened that was really quite fascinating is I started to actually have out-of-body experiences. So I would leave my physical body back on the bed, because it usually happened in the early hours, and I would my spirit would leave my body, and I would venture into these other realms, and that was fascinating to me, to know that there's all these other realms out there which are beyond this dense physical existence of Earth. There are so many amazing places to explore out there, and I landed in several of them during this time. I have them now still sometimes. It doesn't happen so frequently as it did at the beginning, when I first went through this spiritual awakening. But also, when I went into these other realms, I picked up a lot of knowledge and wisdom, which I would come back with. It's almost like I couldn't put my finger on exactly what it is, but sometimes when I'm talking, truths come out and I don't even know where they've come from. I mean, I know they've come from that place, but I don't really know exactly how they got there. So I kind of accessed a bigger sort of sense of knowing, and that's another massive part of all of this for me is the out body experiences.
Mm-hmm. And so one of the questions I have is how you live life differently now than before your these events?
Oh, well, my whole life's like completely transformed for one, so it would be difficult to live in the same way anyway, just because everything looks different for me now in my life. But one of the main things that I've taken from all this is just the importance of loving in life, you know, to love everybody, you know, even people that perhaps before I wouldn't have seen eye to eye with or didn't resonate with greatly. I can still come to that person from a place of love now. And I think that's really what I've noticed, is that loving and being loved as well, but loving mainly, is what causes miracles to happen in our lives. So if we're tuned into that frequency of love, then really life can't go wrong. I mean, you know, to experience depression, I can't imagine that now anymore. It's not to say it might not happen one day in the future, but, you know, it's just where we're kind of coming from in life and what vibration we ourselves are at, what our set point is for our vibration. So another thing is just that I have learned to see the light in everyone around me. You know, everybody has that radiant sphere of light burning inside of them. Unfortunately, what happens is that a lot of us put these dark cloaks over that light, one by one, these layers and layers of cloaks, and it gradually dims our light until it becomes like a vague glow. And it's really about shedding the cloaks again until our light, you know, shines as brightly as it's meant to. And, you know, one of the ways I've known to do that is by loving others. That's a good way to get rid of the dark cloaks.
Mm-hmm. And finding that love within yourself.
Exactly. That's right, yeah. Because you can't love others
so,
unless you have the loving in yourself.
Yeah. So are there any spiritual practices that you do every day that keeps you in this state of awakening that would be helpful for our audience?
Yeah, I mean, in fact, I'm writing a book right now, another book all about that, you know, with lots and lots of different ways of things like practices, I call them, to do every day. But I just share a couple of the ones that I do you know, daily. I like to say daily, but of course it's not like every single day, because sometimes days go differently than you expect. But on an average day, I will always wake up in the morning and send love and light to other people in my life. It's a very energetic experience, of course, because you can't physically send love, you know, like in a parcel or something like that. So much, but it's just an energetic process where I kind of see the person who I'm sending the love to. I then sort of feel this energy within my heart, which then kind of just bursts out of me, you know, travels to wherever they are in the world, and then enters their heart chakra, and I just see them being filled up with this love that I have for them. And you know, it's not just my love; it's the Creator's love, actually. But I see that happening, and I also send love out to the world, you know, again, every morning when I wake up. So that's just something that, you know, what we give, we receive back. And it's not to send the love in order to receive back, but if you can get to that place where it just gives you such joy to send the loving, then you can't help but receive love back as you go about your daily life. So that's one thing. Do you want me to say another thing that I do now? Or?
Yes.
Okay, so one more light practice that I would do every day. I mean, again, there's so many to go through. Another thing that I like to do is, well, I mean, this is just a really simple one, actually. And, you know, a lot of people who are listening have probably heard of it before, but to write a gratitude journal every night before I go to bed. I'm very, very disciplined with that. I do it actually every single night. And I write down five things I've been grateful for in the day. But recently I started realizing that I'm writing these things down at the end of the day, but in fact, being in the moment and feeling the gratitude is much more profound. So what I'm disciplining myself to do more now is not just to kind of sit there at the end of the day and write all these things down, but actually when I feel the gratitude in the day for these things that happened, to actually sit with it then and really feel it, you know, really feel that energy of thank you, universe, you know, that very supercharged energy, which just makes us feel alive and so indebted to the universe. So that's now what I've started doing. And I still write them down at the end of the day as well, just to sort of remember that gratitude that I've had. But I feel that's much more powerful than just kind of sitting there at the end of the day and thinking, oh, what happened today? And it's all a bit mental and you're not really feeling it like that, you know? So it's the feeling that's so important with all this stuff, rather than the mentalizing about it.
Yeah. Yeah, and gratitude is so important.
To get into the
feeling, I mean, you hear that every, like with it's involved in like your prosperity. It's one of the key things that people talk about in bringing prosperity to yourself is to have that gratefulness. And I like it when you're saying just to, you know, take time in that moment to feel it. And it's great to
write it when you go to bed at night and do that.
But it's also, I think you have a very important point of it's in the moment. It's to feel it and be in that state. It's, you know, state of mind. Be in that state of gratitude.
That's it. Yeah, because a lot of people, I think, do just like write their gratitude journal without really feeling it so much. And that's kind of just like going through emotions, really. It doesn't have much power to it. It doesn't have much, they say that the more you do your gratitude journal and the more you feel grateful, the more the universe will give you to be grateful for. Well, I think it's definitely you get much more to be grateful about when you actually feel it rather than just write it.
Mm-hmm. So it's taking that time to feel it, even if you're taking time writing. Well, this is Christine, and you're listening to Voices of Women. We're going to come back and talk more with Kitee Keating, author of Experiences from the Light.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Clairvoyance, a gift few have.
And even fewer match the powers of one of America's best.
Dr. Linda Salvin. Dr. Linda's uncanny ability drills to the core of your issues to bring you quick and accurate answers and predictions. In more than two decades, Dr. Linda has helped over 75,000 people.
On national radio, by phone, in person.
When you need answers, Dr. Linda makes it clear. Book your time with this legendary seer now. Click on lindasalvin.com.
Or call 888-509-1077.
Tune in to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Join Mia and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, rise and shine, sister light,
Welcome back to Voices of Women, and that was Lorraine Bays with her song, Woman of Wisdom, a theme song from our Woman of Wisdom conference. And you can purchase that CD. It's got great music from other, some fabulous women singers, Holly Meir, Rhiannon, Libby Roderick. So you can find that on our website, womanofwisdom.org. So I'm here talking with Kaidi Keating. She's the author of Experiences from the Light, Ordinary People's Extraordinary Experiences of Transformation, Miracles of Spiritual Awakening. So, Kaidi, can you give your website and people can find out more about you and your books?
Yeah, sure. So my website is just my name. It's KaidiKeating.com. It's spelled K-E-I-D-I, and then Keating is K-E-A-T-I-N-G. So on there you'll find, a list of the books that I've written, some of the other services that I offer as well in terms of spiritual mentoring and things like that. It's all on there with a little bit about myself and all the usual website material.
Okay, great. So we were talking about some of the spiritual practices you do, the gratitude and sending love and light to people. Are there any lessons that you've learned that serve you? Having gone through your transformations and doing these spiritual practices, perhaps you could share a lesson.
Yeah, there's so many different ones, which are all going into another book. But the one that's come to me strongly now, I don't know if it's because some of the listeners might need to hear this one more than the others, but I've learned from putting together The Light, a Book of Wisdom, which was the first book I did, one of the biggest lessons I learned from that was the importance of taking inspired action over ordinary action. And now that might sound kind of confusing to people, so I'll just go into what it actually means. I'll use an example, actually. So, for example, when I first started doing the book, I really wanted to have Neil Donald Walsh as one of the chapters. He was somebody that very much inspired me. You know, I read all his Conversations with God books, and I just really thought, oh, it would be amazing if I could have him in the book. You know, he's a great spiritual teacher and has a lot of truth to share with people. And so I actually emailed him quite a few times, you know, coming from a place of mentalizing about it, really. I mean, I would sit there and kind of work it all out, you know, what I was going to say and when I should email him, like when he was most likely to maybe be there and all things like that. And I never got a reply. But then this one day, completely different day, I was bang on in the middle of doing something else altogether. I was actually just sort of, you know, I think I was editing a book or something for a client. And all of a sudden, I got this very clear message in my head, which came out of nowhere, which basically told me that I had to email Neil Donald Walsh at that moment. It was actually quite difficult to just suddenly stop what I was doing and then go and do what I'd been told to do by this voice. But I did. I stopped doing, you know, I was in the middle of editing. I stopped that, went to my email, and just put together an email to Neil again. But it was very short compared to the other emails I'd sent. And it was, but it was also very, it was coming from a higher place because I didn't really have to think about what I was writing. It all just came out very easily. And I sent that off just right then and there. So I followed the direction from Spirit. I followed that voice that told me to do that. And what happened was quite miraculous because I got a reply from him within about 5 minutes of sending it, basically saying, yes, I'd love to be in your book. You know, how can we do this? And it was just very perfect, I would say. And it wasn't because the difference being was I wasn't coming from a place of my head with that. It was something that I was inspired, you know, by Spirit. Spirit was telling me to do it, and so I did it. I think we've a lot of us in our daily lives tend to think that taking action is a good thing, and it generally is a good thing to take action. But I think it's depending on where the action is coming from. I mean, we can do all the time, but sometimes it's not that doingness that really gets us where we are. You know, the sense of being is also very important when we connect with the beingness You know, and that for some people might mean meditating or being in nature or something like that. You know, in those moments, the things that can actually come, which then we take action on, are much, again, they have that supercharged light to them, which makes things happen in a bigger way.
Yeah.
So,
yes, and you came out of a meditation, so you were in a particular state of mind that you were in because you had been meditating. So it's that.
Yeah,
in spirit action, you say spirit action.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I mean, you know, it can come in different ways, of course, and at different times. It's not like I was actually meditating at the time, but I had been meditating before that, as I do now every day. Because now, if I don't meditate every day, feel like I haven't had a shower or something, you know. It's that feeling of sort of cleansing from the inside out.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about some of the stories in the book. You know, you have different stories of people having out-of-body experiences. If you want to share some of those, or there's and also I'm curious if there's any, you've had 50 people in this new book. And if there's a common thread between the people who have contributed their stories?
Actually, all the people that have contributed stories have come from completely different walks of life. You know, there's people in here who have been into sort of spirituality for years on end. You know, there's psychics in here and spiritual teachers in some way or the other. But there's also people in here who are truck drivers, shopkeepers, you know, supermarket assistants. You know, the list goes on. There's such a diverse range of people in the book that in terms of that side of things, I would say there's no common thread. But if you look at their individual stories, I guess what you could say is that they all believed that there is something more than just this earth and just this dense reality here. They're all, like, more than believed, I'd say they've all known that there was something more than this. And so, of course, they're going to see it in their reality, you know, because it's not seeing is believing, it's believing is seeing that matters. So you have to believe first. and, of course, you know, somebody who perhaps is listening who doesn't really believe might think, well, how can you believe in something you don't believe in? Well, that's a very difficult question to answer. But it's like, it's more than believing even, it's knowing. And I think that's something that comes more from the heart when we get in touch with our heart and we just can't help but know. So that's really the common thread with everybody in the book. But in terms of stories in here, I mean, this is kind of an out-of-body experience one. It's actually the first story in the book, and it's about a lady whose grandmother was dying, and she was very close to her grandmother because her grandmother had basically brought her up in a way when her mother wasn't around for her. And so she had this really, really strong connection with her grandmother, and she miraculously made it across the country to be with her grandmother as she was dying, and managed to get there in record time, and all kinds of amazing things happened on her journey there. But when she actually got to the hospital, I think she lasted another day or two before she, you know, finally transitioned into the higher realms. But she was there, Heather, this lady, was there with her, holding her hand as she was taking her last breath. And what happened is Heather left the hospital room somehow. You know, her physical body, I guess, was still there, but she said she completely felt like she was had been transported to somewhere else, and she was at the foot of a staircase, which was like spiraling round up to a door, and she said through the door, she could see through the cracks around the door, there was this amazing white light shining out from all around it. So she knew that through that door was the light, you know, and she was with her grandmother on this staircase, and they were going up the steps one at a time towards this door. And she said she could hear on the other side of the door relatives who had passed away before you know, some other relatives and some friends of her grandmother. She could hear their voices, and she could hear that they were having a party. There was a party going on up there. And so she knew that her grandmother was going. This was the time of her passing on. So, you know, that happened. Her grandmother, she went right to the top with her, and her grandmother then said, look, you can't go any further now, and I love you, and all of that stuff, and goodbye, you know, I'm still going to be here with you. And then she went through the door, and as she went through the door, Heather found herself back in the hospital at the side of her grandmother's bed. And her grandmother at that point took her last breath, her hand kind of fell limp, and that was it. She had passed on. And it's actually quite incredible that that story repeats itself in the book one other time. There's another lady who had a very, very
similar... Oh, wait, we have to... Heidi, we have to stop. We have to stop and go. We'll catch up the other story when we come back after our commercial break.
Okay.
Thank you.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I was talking to Kaidi Keating. And Kaidi, you were just talking about that, out of bad experience and that there was other stories, similar that's, of having those kinds of experiences. Now, there's other kinds of experiences that you have in the book, like subtle energy spiritual experiences. So can you share what that would be like for people?
Yeah, I mean, subtle experiences vary so much depending on the person, but I kind of see subtle experiences as being like the signs that we see, the signs that the universe gives us. It might just be a little sign, but nonetheless it's a sign about, something which actually could be quite big in our lives. And I'll just share one of my ones, actually, one of my subtle experiences that I've had. And that's that I kept seeing the numbers 33 or 3333 or 333. I kept seeing those numbers, combinations, like, everywhere I went. And it started to become my spirit number. Like, whenever I saw those numbers, I'd know that I was on track or on course. And going back to meeting my husband through the light book, when we were talking one day on Skype, this was like after we had met physically, and we were kind of sort of in those stages, early stages of kind of getting together. We were still talking on Skype one day, and we were talking for quite some time, actually. And when I ended the Skype call, I couldn't help but notice, but I looked, it said how long, you've been speaking for. And it came up and it was 3 hours, 33 minutes and 33 seconds. And so it was all the threes. And, this is like when I had begun to notice that the threes meant something to me. And it was like I just couldn't help but know when I saw those threes, that we would be together. I mean, at this point, I lived in Spain, he lived in America. It was a very long distance relationship. But it was just like I just knew after seeing all those threes. That's an example of a subtle energy experience. It's like spirit talked to us through technology or, through some means of what we may see on a daily basis. And even just now, moving to Ojai, California, which, we've only lived here a week, but I just knew that this was the place for us because the first time we came up here, we were going along, and then we turned onto Highway 33. And again, I just knew that's the place where we're meant to be living right now. So these little subtle things are all around us if we just kind of stay open to them. They're all around in our daily lives.
Yeah, and it's about paying attention, being aware of because the universe,
yeah.
it's like the universe talking to us, and there's all these
exactly.
signs being aware. And some of it may just be what you hear a phrase on the radio station and answers a question that you've been kind of struggling with, and you just have an immediate aha. So why
That's
is it
right.
some people have spiritual experiences and other people don't?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's a good thing or a bad thing necessarily. I mean, I believe that, some people might not need to have spiritual experiences, if you know what I mean by that. Some people might need the experiences in order to get to their next level of spiritual growth, whereas other people may not. So it's not like if you've had spiritual experiences, you're somehow superior or somehow more spiritually evolved. I don't actually believe that at all, because there's a lot of very spiritually evolved people on this planet that don't have these kinds of phenomena, I would call it, sorts of experiences necessarily, like seeing the orb of light and that kind of stuff. But the reason I guess some people have them, like me, I mean, I went through this very sudden spiritual awakening. And I think when something's so sudden like that, you're sort of jarred out of your usual frequency, your usual kind of mundane life almost, because a lot of people walk along almost half asleep in their life. So when you're jarred out of that level and you're suddenly kind of plunged into this other level, which for me happened through the healing, so that's a key, for anyone listening, is to actually work on healing yourself. you know, then of course you're suddenly in this new frequency, which then triggers these experiences to happen more. It's like you can't not have them almost. And I do think as well, a lot of it does have to do with belief. You know, like if you really believe or know something to be true. But again, I think you still need to want to have those experiences in order for them to happen. And then there's the people that want to have the spiritual experiences, but they kind of want that a bit too much. And in the wanting, of course, that then causes a barrier of tension, which unfortunately then the thing can't come. So, you know, if we're wanting too much, sometimes we don't get what we want, basically. It's about letting go and surrendering and just kind of being in that moment, like being in the moment every minute or second of the day, which I think is actually pretty impossible for most people to achieve. You know, it's like Eckhart Tolle's book, The Power of Now, to live in the moment all the time, I think is a very challenging thing to do. But the more we can stay present and the more we can be in the moment, the more these experiences will happen if they are meant to for us.
Yeah. So we just we're almost done with our show. Any last words of advice for people?
The things that's just coming to me right now is just to see the light in everyone and everything around you. And if you can do that, and if you can see that everyone is perfect, even with people's imperfections, that they're still perfect, and that they you get to see through their exterior almost. You know, just to know that everyone here, that we're all souls, you know, we're all God's children, we're all perfect. If you can kind of start to see people like that, then things start to shift for you in other ways, and your awareness just becomes larger, and life becomes larger as a result.
Now, that's great. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today, Heidi.
Well, thank you for having me on. Yeah, it was great. I love talking about light.
Okay, so you can visit her website, KeidiKeating.com, K-E-I-D-I, just like Heidi with a K, and Keating, K-E-A-T-I-N-G.com. So check out her website, check out her book, Experiences from the Light, and I think the first one's called The Light. So this is Chris Stainis. I'm founder of Woman of Wisdom Foundation in Seattle. And we are in our call for presenters for workshops at the 24th Annual Woman of Wisdom Conference is February 11th through the 15th. And you can go to our website, womanofwisdom.org, and there is a tab for Conference 2016, and you can download the application forms, and all the information is there. The deadline is August 1st. It's coming up soon. If you need an extension, because I know some people are on vacation, be sure to email us at wow@womanofwisdom.org. And you can check out my book. It's an Amazon bestseller, an award-winning book, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Woman. It also is a compilation of people's stories, art and poetry, and speakers who have been to Woman of Wisdom, just some very wise women. And it's all in the Divine Feminine, many diverse voices around the Divine Feminine. And so you can purchase that at our website, too, which helps Women of Wisdom. Benefits, we're a nonprofit. Just go to www.womenofwisdom.org and also visit my website, chrysalisleadership.com, and find out ways you can unleash the powerful leader within. And we're at our close now. I wish everybody a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.